Hi there.
Radio.
Hi. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk About Real Relationships, where we challenge the status quo on relationships and raise the bar on how we do them. I'm your host, Judy Graybell. So before we get started today, I just want to do a little bit of housekeeping. I want to share with you, as you probably know, this is only my third show here on Real Talk About Real Relationships, so I'm still figuring out the back end here. And let me share my guest call-in number if you want to call in and talk. The number is 845-241-9887, and I will figure out the back end on how to get you live. So what we are talking about today is truth, honesty. It came to my attention last week that July 7th was Tell the Truth Day. We have a holiday for something that we should be doing every single day. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, pun intended, this triggered me because why do we have a holiday for this when it's something we should just embody? And I have multiple thoughts on that subject. On one hand, great, we should be telling the truth. And so bringing attention to it is a good thing. And the person who created this holiday probably had really good intentions with regard to that, because it's something we should be all doing. But the reason it triggered me, and the reason, and this is the problem, and the reason why it even exists, is because it's become commonplace. We've kind of accepted that this is the way things are, and that this is the way people operate. The thing is, everybody lies, right? There's all kinds of ways that we lie. For example, there's white lies. And I don't know, I was trying to come up with some good examples of the white lies. And, you know, the only thing I could think of is, when your kids are little and around Christmas time, we let them believe that there's a Santa Claus, and then we grow up and realize that it's not. So maybe that's the most common form of white lies, holidays and certain times of the year, and that's accepted. I'm talking about all kinds of other ways that people lie. Are all liars bad people? So this is the other side of the problem of, so we accepted this as a society that lying is a common way of being. We have a day around it in order to cultivate something different. But at the same time, we bash all liars and label them as bad people. But are all liars bad people? No, that is not the case. I actually came up with a list of some of the common ways that good people, good-natured, true-intention, good-intentioned people lie. And one of the most common ones is to avoid hurting people's feelings. If you're in any social situation, any social setting, if somebody shows up at an event and they just look terrible, you notice bags under their eyes, or their hair's disheveled, or their shirt's wrinkled, is that the first thing you tell them? Or even the last thing? I mean, does it even come up? No. It would be the truth to say that. And then we have the law of reciprocation. So if they say, oh, you're looking really nice, our natural tendency out of our mouth as almost automatic is, oh, so do you. You might say, oh, I really like that necklace. I really like that shirt. All kinds of things like that. So that's the most common way that we lie to avoid hurting people's feelings. And then we lie to avoid expressing something personal or private about ourselves. Sometimes it's something so personal that it makes us feel so vulnerable that we come up with some stupid story to actually. And I'm going to be honest with you here again. Pun was not intended on that one. It's kind of like how I roll these days is I have no reason to lie. So, and I'm going to get to that later. But I'll be honest that earlier in my life, I lied a lot more than I do now. It was never a chronic thing. It was never something that I did automatically or by rote or something I did on a daily basis. But there was lots of times where it felt too vulnerable to tell the truth, so I came up with something different. And like, for example, I'm sure like lots of you out there have done this, like you're invited to an event and maybe something personal comes up and you don't feel like going. And so you have to get out of going, or you have to get out of your obligation of doing that thing. And maybe it's not just attending. Maybe you obligated yourself to do something, some responsibility to pick. So you might lie to actually get out of doing it. So that's another common, deliberate, conscious time that people lie. That's one of the ways that I did it. People lie to get out of going to work. When we were young, there might have been times we lied to not go to school. How many of us have done that? I actually liked school, so that was not something I did frequently, but a couple times. Avoiding uncomfortable conversations. This is a very, very common one. So here's one story I have. I'm taking after my friend Gigi, telling stories. She's my friend, Gigi, the storyteller. Check her out, Bossy Views, on Hot Words, Hot Topics. So anyways, here's one of my stories. So I was dating somebody, this is several years ago, and he traveled for work, and he would fly me out to go with him or to hang out with him so I can work anywhere. And so he would work during the day on location and wherever that was, and I would work in the hotel room during the day, and then in the evenings on the weekend, we would do our thing together. And so, but he would always lie to his ex-wife about me coming with them. And it had to do with the child care. And I don't remember all the specifics, to be honest with you, but it bothered me that he lied to his ex-wife. And he's like, well, I'm not going to tell her the truth. I'm not going to tell her that I have a new, I don't think he called me girlfriend at the time. We were just seeing each other, but he's like, I'm not going to tell her that I'm going with somebody else, that, you know, it's none of her business. And I agreed with him on that point. It is not any of her business what he does on his personal time. But there's ways of telling the truth without violating your sense of privacy. You could just say, I got personal plans. You could not say anything at all. I mean, lying by omission is a thing, but this is your ex-wife. Is that really violating anything related to the relationship if you just not say anything? It's not that lying by omission is when you're allowing somebody to believe something that's not true. And in this case, with his ex-wife, that wouldn't even come into play. That wouldn't even matter. Another time is to avoid punishment. Whether you're innocent or guilty, how many people who have not done something, they're innocent, but they believe they're going to get in trouble, so they lie because they don't want to be caught off guard. They don't want the punishment. So that's really common. And anyone who grew up in a dysfunctional household or a toxic household, it becomes a safety mechanism for them to lie because they're always afraid they're going to get in trouble. And sometimes it's from adult relationships. Sometimes it's not something you learned in childhood, but you learned it in a relationship where maybe you're with a toxic partner or a very suspicious, insecure person who is always accusing you of things. So if you're frequently getting in trouble for things you didn't even do or something that is completely innocent, you might develop a habit of lying. And so I feel like this is important for us because, one, I want to, and the reason why I'm talking this is about this is really how it relates to our relationships. And I feel like in order to have better relationships with a significant other, we really have to learn how to have better relationships with everybody. Because how we do anything is how we do everything. So I would like to see more compassion in the world. I'd like to see less self-righteousness. And if we can do that with ourselves and we can do that with our family and our close friends, then we're going to be able to do that with our significant others. And when we recognize that stuff in ourselves, then we're going to recognize it in our relationships with our significant others. So here's the most important aspect of it, and then I'm going to have to close it up, is lying violates the trust that you have in your relationship. If you feel like lying to your partner or your current partner is lying to you, that's a sign of something deeper going on in that relationship. And when we're in a good place, when we're surrounded by people who support us, when we're surrounded by people who have our back, and we know they have our back, in the depths of our being, we know that. These are supportive people. We have no reason to lie. We don't even have a desire to lie. It won't even come up. And that's the bigger seed that I want to plant with you today. I want to make truth a lifestyle. This should be something, I feel like we should all examine this. Examine how you express yourself. Examine how you express yourself during the day, express yourself to your significant other, and how that person receives you. And when you do that, you will actually up-level your own personal way of being. You will enter a truth vibration, and you will make truth, honesty, a lifestyle. And then watch how you transform your relationships. The people around, you'll naturally start attracting people who are supportive and will be truthful to you, who will believe you when you say whatever it is you say. They're not going to doubt your word. So I got 45 seconds left. I'm going to end it there. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And I hope that you will join me again. I'm planning on doing this next Friday, maybe earlier in the day. This is Judy Graybill. I'm your host, Real Talk About Real Relationships, where we challenge the status quo on relationships, raise the bar on how you do relationships so you can raise the bar on your relationships. Thank you, and have a blessed day, and keep smiling.